Hey everybody, it's the 5th of November, and we are giving thanks to God for so many things this month. We've given Him thanks for our salvation, and for our family, and for our church, and today we are going to give God thanks for our gifts. Now let me, if you're new to Christianity, or new to Christian jargon, or Christianese we call it sometimes, I want to explain to you what I mean by gifts. In 1 Corinthians chapter 12, it lists not an exhaustive list, but a list of things that God gives to believers in which they can use to glorify Him. And it's not an exhaustive list, and there's another place in the Bible, or several other places in the Bible. Romans chapter 12 also talks about gifts. Ephesians chapter 4 talks about gifts. And we know that God, when we accept a relationship with Jesus, can show us what gifts we are to give. And so I say that we get gifts. We get gifts that we're supposed to give. So we receive what we call spiritual gifts. And some people can look and say, well, God's given me talents. Yeah, talents and gifts God has given you in order to do one thing, to bring glory to Him. So when we get a Christmas gift, we open it and it's ours. When we get a gift from God, though, we're to give it away. I want to read to you a couple verses out of 1 Peter chapter 4, verses 10 and 11. It says, as each has received a gift, so everybody gets a gift, use it to serve one another as good stewards of God's varied grace. Whoever speaks, as one who speaks oracles of God. Whoever serves, as one who serves by the strength that God supplies, in order that in everything God may be glorified through Jesus Christ. To Him be the glory and dominion forever and ever. Amen. God has given you gifts and ability that you can use to make God famous and to make heaven crowded. I want to ask you this. Has God given you a heart for the lost? Has He given you a gift of evangelism? Has God given you a heart of encouraging others, giving you a gift of encouragement? I want to encourage you to go to the Bible today in some of these chapters and look and see what spiritual gifts you believe God may have given you. Maybe it is teaching, and maybe it is knowledge. Maybe it's simply making people feel loved when they walk into church, or going and finding the person that society puts a label on, or that society says a person who has no value. I want to challenge you today to pray to God with me and to say, Father, if I already know my gifts that you've given me, may you help me to use them. And if I don't know, would you help me to discover them? We know that we are given things like this to bring glory to not ourselves, but to bring glory to you. Not so we can be arrogant and think that we're better than others, but to think that we've been given a gift from God that we're to turn and give away. Let's pray. Lord, thank you so much for the gifts that you give to those who love you. And Lord, the people hearing this today, all of them have something that they can bring to you. Some of the people who are praying with me today are people you have gifted with the ability to do things with technology, to do things with their hands, to do physical labor, to make your church look beautiful. For some, Lord, you've given the ability to have knowledge or wisdom, a gift of teaching, or a gift of encouragement. Lord, there's so many things that you give to different believers. And Lord, when we, as the body of Christ, use them all together, you do something beautiful in the body of Christ in the church. So God, may you continually, through the nudging of your Holy Spirit, remind us that we're to give the gifts we've been given. And thank you, Lord, for what you'll do with that. In Jesus' name, amen.